Hutchinson will put the team up for sale. What?
He's gonna what team?
He's going to put it the Carolina Panthers, his team.
Because why? He doesn't like him anymore?
Well, at the end of the season, he's doing that after news reports of several accusations against him. Apparently, he did some creepy stuff or something like that. Diddy, you know, like the rapper, the vodka guy, everything. Diddy.
Brother Love.
He wants to buy the team.
I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation.
What are you going to do, Diddy?
And put him in the running next year starting quarterback.
No,
it's just competition, baby. No. It's just competition.
No, it isn't.
But also,
he's not even good enough.
Tell me more about your sports knowledge.
I'm just saying, everyone talks about that he's not that good of a player anyway, supposedly. It's what I've heard.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's law. I'm just saying it's what I've heard.
Okay.
I will have the best halftime show.
Like every halftime?
I mean,
or
that would
Super
be playing that's playing politics. You can't just say, I'm going to bring in my cousin's nephew because I like, because that, because he's my cousin's nephew.
Wait, how
to
is
play.
That playing politics?
Or,
she said he'd bring him
I'm
in
using
so
examples.
That you could actually have a thing of competition.
And also saying, like, I'm going to bring some guy in because I like his beliefs better than somebody else. Like, you can't do that. That's not fair.
He didn't say that, though.
That's exactly what that would mean.
No,
if he's saying I'm going to buy
said,
the Panthers just
a,
so I can
I'm
put Colin
him a,
on.
I'm going to give him a shot. Because a lot of teams don't want to deal with the backlash. He's like, I don't care about the backlash. I think that's interesting. I don't know if it'll actually happen or not.
The best selection of music. And we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
I would love to play for Diddy, though, if I played sports. Wouldn't you? Like, he'd be a fun owner.
Oh, my.
Compared to all the other owners that are all just all boring and old. I don't know. I asked Diddy. I tweeted him, like, hey, will you buy the Detroit Lions? We have, like, a 100-year-old woman whose husband just died, and she's sitting up there with her dark glasses on up in the press box. Get something young and fun. I want the music to be cool. Monday Night Football, the Falcons take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight. Yesterday, the Pacers beat the Nets 109-97. The Pacers take on the Celtics tonight at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. That'll be a cool game. And IU basketball is home tonight taking on Fort Wayne. Thank God we didn't fly over the weekend. You guys see what happened in Atlanta?
What? Oh, yeah, the blackout at the airport.
Yes, the power outage ended up being caused by a fire, but they were without power for nearly 11 hours. It came on around midnight last night, but I guess that airport out there, the Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, is like the largest hub here in the U.S., and like that's Delta's hub and everything. And so hopefully, if you're listening right now, that didn't affect you, but they finally got that resolved. Another reason I'll probably never go on a cruise, and I won't say I won't, because in case like we do like some listener trip, maybe I'll have to eat my words, but 332 people were affected during a Royal Caribbean Independence of the Sea cruise.
Everybody got the squirts.
They all got the squirts.
Oh, boy.
God, could you imagine? Plus, you're on a boat. And
No. The worst.
Alex, what's girl code? Like, what's girl code?
Never dating your friend's ex or whatever. Yeah, someone they used to date.
Tell me this falls under girl code, too. Rebecca, a student at the University of Texas, thought she recognized Jasmine, who's her friend, her boyfriend from Twitter while at the library, where he was flirting with another girl. She was concerned and did what every girl, I guess, does with girl code, sent a picture to Jasmine and said, you know what, I'm debating sending this to you, but I think you should know. Jasmine thanked her, but revealed that the other young man in the picture was actually her boyfriend's identical twin brother.
Whoa!
Plot twist. What
Area
is this?
Area 51.
Twitter users are encouraging their friendship and how that was an example of girl code.
Yeah, that's a really good example. That's good. Looking out.
Watch out, guys. You got girls ratting on you all the time. And this one is entirely weird, and I don't even know what to do about it. I lost my dad. And we would never do this to his ashes. A woman who is grieving the death of her mother says she'll eat her mom's ashes as part of her Christmas dinner this year.
Why not?
41-year-old Deborah says she felt the urge to eat her mom's ashes since she died in May. She also says that she has a small spoonful on most days to feel as close as possible
to her. A spoonful of ashes helps the medicine go down.
A little bit of mom in your coffee. Mm. That's cool.
Yeah, there
mom,
you go.
Mom, you taste like chicken.
She said the cravings have become even stronger as she faces Christmas without her mom. She says she doesn't know what made her eat the ashes the first time she sampled them. She said, it was just an urge. I can't describe it. I opened the box and licked my fingers and just dipped them into the powder.
Ew.
Before I knew what I was doing, they were in my mouth and the chalky, salty taste was comforting. I felt confused by what I had done to begin with, but the feeling of comfort and closeness it brought was the first bite of solace I've had since her death.
Is that cannibalism?
I don't think so, because it's dead and like already burnt.
Wait, if you eat a human being, if they're dead, it's not cannibalism?
No, like, but it's
I think
ashes.
It would be.
But I don't think it counts because it's ashes. It's,
I don't know.
It's ashes.
Still a person. They're just burnt.
Yeah. Strange.
Yeah, but it's a little different. Either way, she says. She plans to add ashes to her turkey stuffing this Christmas.
Yeah, remind me not to go to her house.
Yeah, we're not going to her house.
And, hey, let's get to dessert. And also some over her pudding for dessert.
Ew!
So let me ask you, like, is she eating alone or she have guests? Do these guests know that mom's stuffed inside?
They better know now.
Is that why you don't like stuffing?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of stuffing, and now I'm really not a fan of stuffing.
All right, that is Joe's Need to Know News on the Joe and Alex Show.